Well, it was, as I say, it was a lovely time. You knew most of the people in the town, which is impossible today. You knew the policemen, there was three of those, and a couple of postmen and that sort of thing. They were the same sort of people. And they weren't allowed to throw litter about or walk on the grass or anything like that. Beautiful place to live.
Who were the characters you knew at that time?
I think I mentioned a few of them. You know, they were looked upon with awe. You know, oh, Mr. Deemer, he's a clerk of the council. There was the station master, and there was Mr. Jenner Parsons. He was the proprietor of the local garage. And there were many, many people like that about. And there was a man, he was a manager, I suppose, of the cherry tree, which was originally, was part of that, was a wooden building, very wonderful bowling lawn at the back, and the railway used to run from Wellingarden City through to Luton, right through Showers Wood. But as I said, there's Mr. Godlinton, who's a little, he was very much like a Captain Mannering type of person.
Yes.
And he held all the aces, you know, and his real name was Godlinton, and they called him Mr. G. But as I say, if he didn't like you, you couldn't hire the ballroom unless you knew him very well. When I was working in Welling Studios, my superior was the sergeant commissionaire, and he used to get a message and he used to give it to me, and I'd deliver it or run round the studio shouting, "Tee up! Tee up," so, you know, everybody would drop their tools and come along. Anyway, when a new film company or a new film started, this Sergeant Maddox used to go to the Stars and would they like some, you know, drinks in the dressing room, a little bar during their 6 or 7 weeks going to be there. And somebody'd like a nice bottle of gin and whiskey, you know, the sort of little bar in the dressing room. And of course, he used to phone up Mr. G in the cherry tree, and soon a boy on a bike with a carrier on the front would arrive. And this went on all through the different films. And at the end of every year, Mr. Godlinton or Mr. G, as they call it, used to give the sergeant a bottle of whiskey. Oh, lovely, you know, a bottle of whiskey in those days. Well, there came a period when the sergeant no longer worked at Wellingarden City, and he went and worked for the Shredded Wheat Company, and they had a shredded wheat and a ball, a Christmas time thing, lavish thing in the cherry tree. Mr. Godlinton saw the sergeant, or met the sergeant there. He said, "Hello, sergeant." He said, "Oh, just a minute." He said, "I've got something for you." And he ran off and he came back with a lovely bottle of whiskey, which he gave to the sergeant.
I see.
Thank you and all this and the other. And then he said, "By the way, what are you doing with these people?" Said to me, "Oh," he said, "I don't work at the studios anymore." He said, "Give us that bottle of whiskey." And he took it off of him.